We're the reason they put speakers in your car.
Why don't you get it by now? Tell me what you learned in grade school. Give it to me like you want it. Did you forget?
It's the Bobby Dallas Show.
Why is our love at once started? It should really be given to
you. New intro, who this?
Fill you up and leave me empty. Baby, was that my mistake?
Let's go.
Covering these feelings. Going through changes.
Let's go.
So mad right now, I can't even think straight. So I'ma just tweet it and delete it.
You hear me?
Knowing you won't read it. Before we get too far away.
Hey, yo, what it do, man? It's your big homie, Bobby Dallas, and we are back again today with another episode of the Bobby Dallas Show. And today, we're going to have some fun, man. It's going to be another one of my 20 questions episodes. I got a special guest in here today, man. He gonna make it fun for us tonight, man. The homeboy B-Rob from Random Ramblings with Rob podcast. I had to watch when I say that shit, man. It is so weird saying my own name, because everybody know my name Rob too, like my name Rob Span. So you know what I'm saying, I be thinking I'm like hosted two shows and shit. Yeah. But anyway, hey, what's up, Rob, man? Say what's up to the people, man. How you doing today?
Hello, everybody. As been introduced, I am B Rob, the host of the Random Rams with Rob podcast, and I appreciate how you slowed down to say the title, because it's made like that on purpose to, you know, get people tongue tied and everything. Because yeah, I figure if it's kind of confusing, people will go out of their way to try to remember.
Okay, that's what's up, man. Hey, I respect that shit though, because I done got caught up a couple times. I think I messed up on my little commercial that I did for the show and put on my last episode. I had to slow it down to stop and say it again and shit. That's crazy. That's what's up, man. So Rob, man, you currently have a top sponsored podcast, bro. You close to 100K followers. You know, I checked the website like when I was doing my little research on you and stuff. And, bro, you got like a catalog of guests, man. You know what I'm saying? And you got some celebrities and some straight notable podcasters in there, too. Tell us about your show, man. Like, throw your big homie some secrets and shit, man. Quit hating, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, I don't know, man. It's just like, I can only speak personally on about what I've been through and, you know, my trials and tribulations, you know, transitioning into podcasting and everything. Because okay, First of all, I was a fan, you know, I always listened to them. A lot of people, if you ask them, how'd you get into podcasting? Who do you listen to when you first started? Everybody, majority of say Joe Rogan or Kevin right. Smith or some shit
right.
like that.
Right.
And I was one of the same. But what drew me to podcasting is the conversations those people that I just mentioned would have, not so much Joe Rogan, because you talk about my podcast was long off air, but his, that dude,
let me make sure they can see my thumbs and shit. How Dave Chappelle said, which I had four thumbs,
because I had more hands, I get just four thumbs down.
Fuck that shit. Like, hey, but, man, real podcasters are us. You right, bro. Do your thing.
But I would listen to them, and it's just, you know, majority Kevin Smith is him hanging with his friends, having a good time.
Yeah.
And me being in the military, you know, over many years, I've accumulated so many friends, and, you know, it's a brotherhood, a kinship, you know, with the military family. So I wanted to kind of capture the same thing, you know, live through those stories, you know, that people would tell me and, you know, just kind of record it.
Okay.
But I got out of the military. I wasn't around, you know, people like that so much.
Okay.
So that's when I started to reach out to random people.
Gotcha. You know? So I just hence the name.
Anybody and everybody,
right,
that I could, you know, pretty much, you know, take their time out of the day to sit down and bullshit with me for a little while.
Okay. Okay. That's what's up, man. Hey, shit. I mean, like, when you already had your goals set in your mind in the military portion of it all and then moved out, you couldn't stop. Like, it wouldn't have made no sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's where your heart was already telling you to go, you know? So that's what's up, man. So, all right, well, peep game then. So tonight, right, between you and I, homie, we're going to have some fun, man. Instead of having a super serious ass interview tonight, like I had really set up, like I was going to really straight talk to you tonight on some other shit. Like, My
I was about to say, you got the wrong person for some serious shit.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, in my mind, I was thinking, like, Rob is comedic. So if I straight dive in and get Rob talking on some real shit, this will be good for his show and mine. But then I was like, fuck that. We just going to do 20 questions tonight. So so that's where we at. so let's move into this 20 questions with Rob, man.
All right.
So you've been podcasting now since 2016. And like you said, this was when you came out of the military.
Yeah, transitioning out. I was still in. I started and then like I got out and just kept going.
Okay. That's what's up. All right. Well, being in the military, tell us about that experience. Like what was that about? Like how was your life in the military?
What got me there was I grew up around it. My father is a former military. I got plenty of brothers and sisters, cousins, nieces, nephews, uncles, yeah, all kinds of shit.
Yeah.
That have some attachment to the military, and I grew up around it my whole life, so that's what drew me to it. And plus, I got a girl knocked up, so I was like, I need to do something like right now,
make some money, yeah,
yeah." So, it's family and tradition that kind of drew me toward that. Once I got in, you know, I fell into what you know, is prerequisites, especially with the Marine Corps. Yeah. You're not really a real Marine unless you get at least one NJP, or that's pretty much getting in trouble.
Right, I got or, you. Okay.
You have at least two marriages. I have never been NJP'd.
Yeah.
And but I've gotten in trouble. And I've had been divorced. So okay. I guess I'm partially there, but okay. Longevity make me a full-blown Marine.
I got you.
But, I enjoyed it from the time that I got in. I like being around people.
Yeah.
And I like hanging with people and talking to people and everything, you know, from all walks of life. Because, you know, that's how you learn about yourself and learn about other people and other cultures, by talking to them.
Yeah.
That's why I talk to random people on the show.
Okay.
But my time was great in the military. But I came in 2000. That's when I went to boot camp.
Okay.
And around 2013, I just started losing my passion for it, the motivation, because as with all things, things change.
Yeah.
And when it started changing and everything, you know, I didn't like what that change looked like.
Okay.
So about 2013, I was debating on getting out. So for those who don't know, a full term in the military is 20 years. That's when you can receive retirement. Right. And I was thinking about cutting ties at 13 years and just walking away with nothing.
Yeah.
You know, but I re-enlisted for another 4 years because I thought a change of scenery would motivate me and, you know, get me back into, you know, feeling the love and the passion for it again.
Right.
But I re-enlisted. I went somewhere else and slowly I was all hyped, and then it started to go back down again. But I did find something in a unlikely place that, you know, kind of sparked me, you know, kind of led me to this podcast, because I used to have a fucking deathly horrible public speaking fear.
Like, oh yeah.
I would mentally shut down. It would freak me out so much.
Yeah.
I mean, I can bullshit and just hang out and talk with people or whatever, but like, if you give me a format, a script, a curriculum, I have to teach and talk about, you know, that freaks me out. Because I'm scared I'm going to forget something, say something wrong, you know, give out the wrong information. So that used to freak me out. But when I reenlisted and went to this new duty station, they taught me. And, you know, when you're in the military, when you are taught to learn something, you learn that shit. Because there's no fail.
They gonna force you, right. Like, yeah, there's no failing in the military.
You do the shit.
Right. Hell yeah.
So they taught me how to be more comfortable with public speaking. They taught me how to teach.
Yeah.
You know, teach classes and everything like that. And I know you got a background in coaching and everything like that. So
I know
to be in front of your players and everything, to, you know, lay out the game plan, let them know what to do for practice and all kind of stuff like that. You know, it's similar. Because I taught people that would be taking my job, you know, later on down the line. I got them entry level in transportation, and I would teach them the basics of transportation so they could take those tools that they learned there and go into full-blown Marine Corps and implement what they learned at the schoolhouse. And
That makes sense.
Keep the wheel rolling.
That makes sense. Okay, that's what's up.
But what I loved about it was I got them fresh. And being a teacher or somebody in a position to where you guide and mentor, you can cut all that bullshit off at the pass. We're like, hey, man, don't do this.
Yeah,
be start aware of this.
All kind
of stuff like that. And I really love that so much.
Yeah. And it's a lot of shit like that needs to be taught in school anyway, where they cut through the fat and give you what you're really supposed to have.
Yeah, I didn't get it.
I heard somewhere, if I'm not mistaken, you into martial arts too. Like you do martial arts.
Yeah, I love it, man. I mean, I never really got full into it as a child.
Yeah.
But when you join the military, they teach you shit, and you're like, motherfucker, you gonna learn. So I got a little bit of a background in MAP, the Marine Martial Arts Program and shit. So
okay, that's basics what's up.
And everything, and you can go advanced levels. I mean, I'm a black belt in it, but I don't know how that black belt translates into a legit black belt in another martial art or something. So
okay. Okay, now I'm glad I heard black belt. That's what I was keying in on. Okay, so check this out then. So you got a military background.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You got the martial arts under your belt.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you go away. You come back home. Yeah. All right, you done went on a quick 2-year tour.
Man, I hope I never had to go that long. But yeah, I know people who've done it.
All right, so now you done came back to the crib. You back in town. You already knowing in the back of your mind you a black belt at Chinese Kung Fu, Taekwondo, shit, sumo wrestling, like all types of shit. All right, so you go ahead and say to yourself, man, I'm finna go to the crib, check on my lady, man. I ain't seen her in 2 years. Woo! So you get to the crib. When you get home, you put your key in the door, still work, everything good. All right. You walk in, put your bag on the floor. You go to the kitchen because you smelling some bacon and shit, some type of special pig cooking in that motherfucker. You like, I got the grub. I ain't had no home cooked meal this how long. And soon as you walk in and you call her name, the icebox closed. And this nigga Wolverine pop up out the icebox like, who are you?
Oh.
What you doing? Question 19. What are you going
to
do?
Wolverine? Man, I thought you was about to hit me with some Ron Isley shit. I'm like, but Wolverine, all right, so there's two questions to this. There's two answers to this question.
Okay.
Depends on the time period or whatever. If it was just my first marriage, because we talked about this in my second.
Yeah,
this is my first marriage. I've been like, shit, dog, you had that shit.
Right.
You had that shit. Animanium, you ain't about to hit me with the animanium shanks and shit or whatever, right?
Get toe up,
like, you had that shit, cuz.
Right, right.
This time around with this old lady here,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can have that shit too. Yeah, I ain't about to get animated. I'm like, hey man, you need anything? I'm about to go to the Walmart real quick. I gotta do my next episode.
I have a whole episode at Walmart talking about Wolverine,
man. This dude, he had these metal claws and his damn his dick went out just like his claws did. It's just like shink. I was like, oh no, nah, you good. You can have all that.
He can have anything you want, bro. I'm gone. I'll holler at you. I'm going back on tour. I'll see y'all.
Yeah.
5 years.
You know what? You answered my question. I would just pick my bags right back the fuck up and be like, hey man, put me back on the plane.
I'm gone. You hear me? Hey, that's what's up, man. Well, I tell you what, man, speaking of characters then, who's a hero in your life?
Oh, are we talking comic books or are we just talking,
we're talking real life? Who's a hero in your life?
My parents. Yeah, because they endured a lot. I mean, they old as fuck. They had me. It's true. My mom had me when she was turning 40, and my father was already 50.
Oh wow, so okay.
Me being 38 now, my dad just turned freaking 89.
Oh wow,
my mom, 78, she's about to be 79.
Yeah, them blessings right there, bro. Yeah.
So I grew up in an old household, so I got an old soul.
Yeah.
But what I said, because here I am already bald and shit. I started balding when I was like 24. Okay. And I was like, see, this is what y'all did to me. Y'all had me old as fuck, and you transferred all them OG and shit and you got me all oldified dad. And everything.
Hell no, you ain't get young dad genes. You got old dad genes.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe for my time and shit.
Oh, wow. That's funny.
But yeah, I mean, they freaking were born in goddamn 32 and 42, you know, yeah. And shit. You can just track the timeline how it is for black people. You know, from then till now. So, I mean, they endured and they withstood a lot of shit.
Right.
And for me, that's big because growing up as a child, they made me aware of what I was, but they never were like putting down anybody else. So it wasn't like, oh, you got to watch out for the white people and all that. It wasn't no talk like that.
Yeah.
They taught me to respect people.
I got
especially people in authority and people who are doing a job for you.
Right.
You know, things like that. So, and it still blows my mind. The only time there was any talk about something like that, yeah. And my mom did it on the slide though.
Oh, you man.
Know, and I just didn't realize until I became an adult.
Right.
Like growing up, going through school, I had majority black teachers.
Ah.
So when I got a little bit older and I had kids, she would always be asking. I was like, yeah, such one of my kids having trouble in school. Well, she'd be like, is the teacher white or black? And I'm like, oh, mom, it don't matter. It's the child having a problem, not the teacher. You know, and little subtle things like that, but I would catch later on in life.
Yeah.
I can remember, I think, when I was just like really getting into girls.
Yeah.
The only one thing like that she said to me, she's like, you know, I know you're interested in girls and all kind of stuff, and you can love whoever you want to love.
Right.
But you better not bring a white woman in my house. I was like, oh.
Hey, we all got that talk, bro. Like, we all got that talk, man. Like, I don't know. I mean, to this day, I've been with the same woman since I was 18. But even in high school and all that, I never even looked at the white women or white girls like, damn, I could straight date her. Me and her could be together. Like, be absolutely honest with you. Like, I think I only had sex with like one white girl in high school, but I don't even remember. So I could be wrong. You know
what I'm saying? So she just probably been a yellow bone or something. She's,
you know what I'm saying? Skin. Like, I mean, like I never really got that. Like, it was never one of them kind of situations where I even felt comfortable saying to my mama, you know, she white though. You know, I could never even come to her like that. It would always just be like, you know, whatever. And I don't even know, even right now to this day, to be honest with you, if I was single or if me and my wife would have been married for 10 years and got a divorce or something, I still don't even know if I would have been interested in dating a wife.
Well, see, the thing with that is just like, you know, growing up, it's just like I just, you know, that was my thing, black women, you know, you know, that's what I grew up around. That's what I know. I mean, that's what I prefer, you know, even being an adult.
Right.
And, you know, to be around white women and everything, whatever, I mean, they got some nice looking ones or whatever, but I was never drawn to that.
They really
you know, when I became single after that first divorce, you know, I was just like, I'm a bag one just to say I bag one, see what it's like.
Yeah, like, typical.
Then I did it and I was like, nah, never
again. Like I said, typical nigga shit for real. Like, where you just thinking in your mind, like, shit, I'm finna do this shit. Ain't nobody finna tell me what I can't do. I'm single again. And then you think to yourself, like, why in the hell I do that? Like, that was just.
I just came back from a deployment and Wolverine was butt naked in my kitchen. Nah, fuck this. I'm gonna live my life.
Hey, that's what it is. You hear me? Hey, living your best life too.
Hey, yo, it's your big homie, Bobby Dollars. Hey, man, I don't know if you've been checking out the YouTube channel or not, man, but if you haven't, you need to get over there, bro. It's like a talk show. Hey, just look for the Bobby Dollars Show. You hear me? With that money bag logo. Hey, come holler at your big homie.
I just want the cheese like where the Packers be. Never move out west to Hollywood, that's where the actors be. Never trust again if you had ever turned your back on me. Heard you got that bag, well, I must have a hefty guy on me.
Hey, but that's what's up. But okay, so like you said though, your parents, man, they was your heroes. And I can say your mom, she kind of guided you into the life that you're in as far as like your ability to choose the perfect spouse. But what kind of changes would you make about yourself if you could?
Well, a big proponent of this podcast was I wanted to, despite being in the military, I mean, I'm a human being.
Yeah.
And I have, as so many people have, a problem with procrastination.
I got you.
So I would always say, all right, I'm going to do this. And then I wind up pushing it off and pushing it off. And it became something like that with hobbies as well. It's like I get interested in something. I pick it up. Like, yeah. Oh, this look cool. I'm going to try this shit. And like, all right, I'm going to put this down. I don't
yeah. Like with a that week anymore. Later, that shit's still sitting
there. You know, it's just, you know, it, a yeah. lot of that going on. But when I started the podcast, it was more like, I'm going to see if I can keep this up, be consistent, be right. timely with it. And right. I feel like if I can master that, that it would spill over into my everyday life and it would just kind of take over and, yeah. you know, I would kind of break the cycle.
Right. Okay.
It kind of did that. You know, I knew it kind of took hold and effect when my old lady said something.
So
when I started, she was like, oh, you're going to start a podcast. Cool. Huh? He's just going to pick yeah. this shit up, put it down, you know, cause she's yeah. seen the cycle. She know,
yeah.
you know, at that point she'd been with me freaking about 10 years or so.
Typical so wife she shit.
She yeah. know.
Typical yeah, wife shit.
She seen me stick with it 1 year, 2 years, and about 2.5, she was like, you know, she grabbed me by the shoulders and looked me in my eyes and shit, you know, give me the loving glance. And I was like, oh, this is real. I think I'm in trouble.
What done happened? What's my last name again?
I thought it was going down. I thought I was about to get fucked up.
Yeah.
You know, I seen Wolverine peeking through the window. I was like, oh.
Boy, you stupid.
I said, don't get me, dog. No.
You're hella stupid.
But she's like, I'm proud of you. You know, I didn't think you'd stick with it as long, and you've changed since yeah. doing this, you know, and I appreciate it. And I was like, wow. Yeah. You know,
I like that, too. I like that, too, bro. I feel like my podcast stepped my business game up a little bit more. It started making me feel a tad bit more accountability for the shit that I was yeah. doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then I'm not the type that work for anybody. I sponsor myself. Like, I own a lawn care and landscaping service, and I'm in the process of starting a clothing company. So like, I sponsor my own shit. I don't have anybody yeah. pulling my strings or telling me what I can and can't do. And, oh, you shouldn't exactly. talk about that. Don't curse so much. You know, like, can't nobody.
Nah, fuck this shit.
You know what I mean? Like, can't nobody tell me shit. So, with me personally, I feel like, I've developed a lot more. My growth is there. This editing shit, man, has really made me start focusing more. You know what I'm saying? Like, straight really focusing.
And then like,
man, you know, sitting in front of that computer for hours, bro. Like, man, I feel like I'm in college all over again. Cause yeah. my degree is network administration with an emphasis of web design. So, I'm like, shit, man, this, I feel like I'm in school all over again, countless hours just in front of the laptop. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's worth it, man, because I get the opportunity to fuck with y'all, man. Like, you know, I mean, you'll be surprised at some of the people you really run into, man. And yeah. when you can not necessarily break them down, but can really talk to them and get a good understanding of their mindset, hey, it brings a great appreciation for people. And that's why, you know, like you say, you do your randoms, you know what I'm saying? I'm kind of like that too, man. I like speaking to people that really ain't got shit going on half the time, because I can actually bring some clairvoyance to them and make them see that, hey, man, you really are doing something. You just don't know it. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, exactly.
I mean, like, hey, step in.
And that's just, you know, that's just it. I mean, I pick people that I genuinely have an interest in.
Yeah.
Or they do something that I am interested in. Like, you know, you was talking about YouTube earlier before we started recording proper. You know, I have a YouTube account, and for majority of the life of this podcast, it's only been audio only.
Yeah, and
I just started getting into the YouTube stuff.
Yeah.
So I talk to people who produce YouTube content.
Yeah.
You know, I get them on the show. I pick their brain a little bit. I get a little bit of know-how, and, you know, I get to promote them in their
as well. Hey, that's love. That's love right there. Yeah, I sure do it, man. I be working hard on my YouTube channel, and I don't really get that many views. Shit, I ain't got number, like, I think maybe 24 subscribers, 20 subscribers, some shit like that. But I'm thankful, though. Like, yeah. I ain't complaining. I mean, at least one of them people out of them seen one of my videos. Then all that work didn't go in vain. I'm straight, shit. I'm cool then, shit. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? I keep going now. That's what's up.
I mean, I still didn't even answer your question. I kind of went a whole rope-a-dope and went around and everything.
Yeah.
But I was thinking about it more clearly as we were talking.
Okay.
If I could change anything, it would just be to plunge into more things. Because I want to do a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I talk myself out of it a lot of times, or I just get like that nervous twinge. I mean, I've been doing this going on 5 years, but still, you know, I feel that little, you know, I don't know if I should do this shit or whatever. But I mean, if I could change one thing, it would be just to be a little more, you know, headlong in the things, just to dive in and just be like, fuck it.
That's what's up. That's what's up. That makes sense. I mean, I'm like that, bro. Like, I'm doing this podcast and shit, but I'm creating a Patreon, and my Patreon is going to have, like, my voiceover stories, because I'm getting, you know, I've been mentioning that on Twitter, and like my gardening videos, my lawn care videos and stuff, because I'm a professional at that shit. That's my job. You know what I'm saying? So because I'm sponsoring myself, I feel like it's okay to put it on Patreon and charge people to see it, because like I said, I it's a business. You know what I'm saying? Like I gotta get paid. So that's what's up, man. I'm with it, bro. Like, hey, that's what I do, bro. I dive right in, especially with building and shit. Just look at a YouTube video and fuck shit up.
I got this space right here.
You
man.
Hear me? Hey, real talk. Hey, that's how I go. Hey, but that's what's up, man. So we all know you married, man. I've been married 20 years this year. Man, shit, but that's like a whole nother episode, bro. We'll leave that one alone. But being married, man, like, have you and your wife ever did any crazy shit? Like have y'all ever like dined and dashed before together?
My wife ain't with it. ain't with it at all. I mean, and then, you know, little background on her.
Yeah,
she was former military as well. She was an MP. That was
military. Oh, yeah.
And then she got out and became a cop in the civilian world.
Oh, wow. So,
I mean, she ain't with none of that shit.
Yeah, man. She keeping you on the straight and narrow for real, for real.
Yeah, because I'm be like, man, we can just get up and leave right now. She'd be like, no.
and leave a tip.
exactly. Hey, yeah, I'm sitting there looking at the, should I leave a tip?
Man, hell, well,
yes,
I mean,
ma'am.
Well, shit, bro. Hey, everybody got that little bad boy on the inside, though, every now and again. You know what I'm saying? So, all right, well, tell me this then. Disregarding your wife, just taking her completely out of the picture. When was the last time you ever stole something?
Man, I do it constantly at Walmart. Not purposely. Let's get that clear. You know, Walmart.
Oh,
you
man. Listen,
I'm trying to sponsor me, but look. I go in there and I spend hours in there. I'm creating content. I love the walls of Walmart. and I put a couple of cases of water under my basket and I forget them shits is down there. you know? I walked out of the store a couple times. That's your greeter's fault. They didn't check my receipt.
Oh man, I did blame them. I did that one time with a huge ass bag of dog food. The shit was sitting in the cart, bro, and the girl did not scan it. She was too busy trying to keep looking at her phone, and she let me go. And when I got outside, I was like, damn, I'm like, that was cheap. And that dog food was like $30. I'm like, what the
fuck? Yeah.
So I look at my receipt. I'm like, oh, she didn't charge. I'm like, well, that's her fault. Shit, she shouldn't have been on that phone. Fuck
that. Her job is jeopardy, not me.
And you're like, I go back in there, she might get fired. Fuck that. I'm finna roll. I ain't even finna do this to this girl today. She need a job.
Yeah, no. I think the last time I actively stole, I was, I think I was 17 or 18.
Yeah.
And I got locked up for that shit.
Kid shit.
So yeah, and it was sad because, like, you know, like I said, I grew up around a military family, so we had certain perks, you know, with military ID and stuff. We can go on the military bases and do the tax free shopping and shit.
Right.
So I thought I was master thief at this time because I did have a stealing problem when I was younger.
Right.
And,
okay.
I went in their exchange, the PX or whatever they call it's like a mall or whatever for military members. They get free. Not free, but tax-free retail, you know, games, clothes, anything that you can want to buy. Right, okay. So I went in there, and I was like, brought a crew of the homies or whatever, so they can partake in tax-free shit and everything.
Yeah.
It was in there still a Nintendo 64 games.
Wow.
And, like, I felt left out. Everybody stole a game and got away with it except for me. So I just, like, I didn't even want the motherfucking game. I just wanted to steal it. I had money in my pocket and everything. And I got caught.
Oh, man.
One of those things that I drove.
Yeah.
And I had the keys.
Right.
And they were all gone, but I got caught.
So they couldn't go nowhere, like, no way.
Yeah, so they got me. And they was like, well, all the people you came with, I was like, I don't know.
Oh,
and then
wow.
They start coming. We in the surveillance room because that's what they got me hemmed up. And I'm looking at the camera and they all walking back in looking for me and shit. I was like, fuck. And then, you know, in hindsight, because we all got the best mind in hindsight.
Yeah.
I was thinking about it. I was like, it was an old ass lady that caught me. And I was like, I could have just dashed on.
Just ran.
Yeah, I could have dashed on the ass. Man, I was 18. I played basketball. Yeah, you know, I was fast, man. And I was like, I could have threw the homeboy the keys or whatever. They could have got the car, met me down the block. And, you know, but.
Man, that's what's up.
Because we didn't plan on getting caught.
18, man, I'd have been like, bye-bye, fool. I'd have been gone. I'd have been gone, bro. I'd have been in the car by the time they found out what had happened. You hear me?
I mean, but see, and this, there was another thing too that I was thinking about. If I would have ran, if I would have gotten the car, if I would have drove off, where the fuck I was go? Where I was gonna go? I was on a military base. It was just like they would have got me eventually. So that would have been worse.
Way, you hear me?
Yeah, it would have been worse if I would have just, you know, just stayed there and took the punishment or whatever.
Oh, but wow,
we got locked up in the holding cell. I had to call our parents to come get us and shit, which was like almost an hour away.
Damn.
And you know, I got fussed at. That was like, my dad, he never whipped me a day in my life. My mom did all that shit.
Yeah.
But you know, to hear him come down there and see him and how disappointed he was, I mean, that was more than any beat.
That was that the, I could yeah, man. To like, see that disappointment, that shit sucks, bro. Hey, that's what's up, man. That's
I was upset about that shit.
All right. Hey, man. So here we are, man. Hey, we back right now. I'm here, man, with the homeboy B-Rob from Random Ramblings with Rob. I said it a little faster this time, goddamn me. And hey, we doing 20 questions with Rob, man. Hey, I'm having fun with the homie right here, man, because we still got a ways to go. We still got a ways to go.
I'm
gonna
try to breeze through them. I just get to
hey, you hear me? Hey, it's all good. It's all good. We right now we on question 14, man. Let's dive in, man. All right. So tell me this, Rob. Would you rather somebody always tell you the truth, or would you prefer them to protect your feelings?
I don't know. I'd probably rather them tell me the truth than live in a lie, you know?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that would hurt you even more if you found that out later.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree.
So I would rather be truthful with everything. I mean, I've been even guilty of that as well. Budding relationship with my wife here, you know, I would just avoid telling her things directly. I would kind of talk around the shit to spare her feelings.
Talking in circles and shit. Yeah, talking in circles, man.
And that shit would damn come back to bite me in my ass later. So I was just like, fuck it. Just I'd rather, you know, deal with it here face to face, head on, than rather than, you know, her doing her cop investigative shit and finding out some shit. But I mean, nowadays, like in the beginning, young, immature, or whatever, you know, I got in some trouble with my wife earlier on, you know, when we were dating and shit.
Yeah.
But, you know, growing with her, being married and everything, now it's just more of a fact of, I mean, I don't have to lie to her about anything. It's more of like, I just bought some parts for this computer when I needed to take care of some other shit. And I was just like, should I tell her now?
Hey, we all had that moment, man. But I tell you what, though, bro. Here's a PSA for every man that's watching this video, bro. Hey, don't ever talk your woman in circles, bro. Don't do the 360 talking, because all that shit does is cause her to overthink, and it will come back to kill your ass later on.
Hell yeah.
Hey, just sit there and do like the Bible say yes or no with no
exactly. Exactly. That was my takeaway from that. Is just she would ask me a question and I just get the yicking.
Yeah.
Be talking and talking or whatever. Right. And then later on she asks a question, I'd be like, no.
That's what it is. Hey, that's what it is, bro. That's what it is. Cause then, you know, once you say yes or no, you cutting that thought process and that question off right at that moment. Yeah. If you get to talking in circles and shit, you giving her room to think, man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cause I mean, you can even be, you know, legitimate in what you're talking about. It's just like, it's that fear of getting in trouble or doing something wrong. You know, it's almost childlike and whatnot. Yeah. You know, you're trying to cover all your bases at the same time. You're looking suspect as fuck.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Because you're trying to be, I guess, gentle about the situation because you want her to feel the truth. But then at the same time, you just look like the fool. So just tell her yes or no, bro, and then walk away. Shit. I mean, if she really want to dive in, she'll follow you and keep talking. But anyway, hey, so right now, man, for the Bobby Dollar Show, we are in the month of Scaretober. I got a few real ass scary questions for you, bro.
Oh, boy.
I want you to answer these. I want you to answer these, man, from the heart, bro. Like, straight truth. You know, I mean, it's real truth. Like you say, you don't want your feelings protected. You want to be told the truth. So I do, too. That's the same way I feel. Well,
I already told you about a butt-naked ass Wolverine.
Hey, man.
I ain't trying to deal with no that anymore.
All right. So, okay. So here we go, Rob. Number 13. If you could find out how you were going to die, would you really want to know?
Nah. See, that's a callback to the last question.
You're going to try to.
Straight to it. I don't even give them nothing to think about. Nope.
I see what you're doing there. I see what you're doing right there. Hey, that's what's up. But elaborate, though. Tell me, why would you?
I don't think I would want to know. Because I guess it would be good in the sense to where, like, all right, I know I can plan. Get my family straight and things of that nature, whatever. But at the same time, you living scared, you know. Or I mean, there could be a reverse side to that. Well, I mean, I know I'm gonna die this day, so fuck it. I'm gonna do everything that I want to do and whatnot. But I feel like without the knowledge, you should be living that way anyway. Because I mean, hell, I can walk out of this room after this interview or whatever, and goddamn, run over my shit or whatever. I don't know how it would do that. It's not a maximum overdrive or nothing.
You're at a high blood pressure though.
Yeah, I
mean, for real.
Damn, hot water heater on the other side of this wall, right? This bitch blow up and burn me to death. I'm like,
yeah, hey, and that's it. That's all it is to it. So, okay,
knock on some wood here.
Hey, right, because that's some Final Destination type shit right there. So, tell me though, then, if that's the case, would you rather know how long you got to live versus how you would die?
If I had to pick between the two, I'd probably know when rather than how.
Okay, mm-hmm. the length of time. Yeah, I think I would rather that too. So then that way I could do everything I need to do because I know at this present moment, you know what I'm saying, it's going to be the end. So.
And see, and then it goes back to the procrastination thing. I mean, now that I know, I'm just.
Yeah, hey, but
I'll get some shit in order because I have a deadline.
Yeah, I was just going to say, hey, but you would be moving. They'll be like, this is the best, most professional guy I've ever met in my life. They won't never know though. You hear me? That's what's up, man. Okay, so. All right, well, if that's the case, then tell me this. What's the one secret that you've been keeping from your mom all this time?
Shit. That I might have another child floating out in the ether somewhere.
I knew you was finna say some crazy shit like that.
Everybody else know, but I haven't told her formally.
She got a grandbaby she don't know about, right?
I don't know. I mean, I don't even know if that's true or not, but I mean, I've told the story many a times in other, many places. It's just like, I don't know. You know, if we put a percentage on it, it would be in the 90s for sure. It would be in the 90 percentile that this child doesn't exist, but there is a possibility.
Right. There's always that out possibility. There somewhere. Yeah. There's always a possible in every hand. You shall right, man. That's crazy. That's what's up. All right.
But shit, maybe next 2021, it'll be 18. So it wouldn't be my problem anyway.
You going to hell, bro. Oh, you going to hell for that, dog. That's funny as hell, man. That's some shit we have to laugh about when we ain't on the show. Oh, my God. You got to be a dad to understand that shit. Real talk, man. Real talk. All right. Okay, Rob. It's Scaretober, man. So let me see what I got for you, bro. Okay. What's your biggest fear right now at this moment?
I don't know. That's a hard one. That's really a hard question. Out of all the ones I've gotten so far, this is the one that's really stumping me right now.
Right.
If we put a thing, I don't like snakes. Fuck that.
Okay.
But if we put it on something, an event, a place, a time, or something, maybe losing a job. Because I mean, I feel like I'm good at this podcast and shit, but to just lose a job to damn do this full time.
Yeah.
The thought of that scares me.
Yeah, I agree.
If it was a no shit, you know, it happened and this is what the plan is. I mean, I would embrace it, but it still scares me.
Yeah. I think me too, man. Like I'm with you on that. I mean, I own my lawn care service, but in my off seasons, I work at, Amazon and, I do pretty damn well with them, pretty damn well. So I probably would freak out if I knew that I wasn't going to Amazon at the end of this month to work, you know.
And then like, it's damn. The responsibility thing, man. I got a wife and some kids in there and a dog that eats $30 bags of dog food.
Man, real talk. I got two of them, bro. Both of them at 100 pounds, over a little bit over 100 pounds, bro. Like, man, hey, real talk, though. I'm with it. But, okay, so, all right. We'll say if that's your biggest fear then, if something had happened to where you had to make this decision, you was forced to make this decision, who would you kill, your mother or your father?
Ooh. Okay.
You thought the fear question was hard, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so once again, let me preface this by saying I don't want to kill not now one of
nobody,
them.
Right? Hell no, right?
This is hypothetical,
right?
And I'm looking at it as this, and you know, as I stated before, my parents are old as fuck, and I'm looking at them as in mobility wise and the ailments,
Jesus Christ,
and whatnot. So my dad, even though he's older, 10 years older than my mom, in fact.
Yeah,
you know, he's still mobile. He drive around, he fucking build shit and do all kinds of stuff.
Right.
Okay. My mom, she just sit on the couch and watch QVC.
Uh-oh. All right, so we know where this going.
Kind of hurt her legs to walk and everything. And she got to take all these pills and medicine and all kind of other stuff like that. And I mean, the worst thing.
Oh no,
I mean, it might be the glasses. But I mean, you just put some glasses on and you good to go. But yeah, fuck.
Oh man, okay, we got it, bro.
All right, yeah, you understand. All right, cool.
Oh man, okay, all right. Well,
I look at it in the battle of this. I mean, if those two had to fight each other, you know which one ain't gonna win.
So, if from a survival standpoint, we're gonna put it like that.
Yeah, yeah.
From a survival standpoint, dad is a little more efficient than mom.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. If a zombie apocalypse came, dad might take a couple of them out and maybe get away.
Oh, my God. Oh, how did I get here? Why did I ask him that shit? Hey, that's what's up, man. Okay. All right. So tell me this, man. Why one day while you was driving around or you was just standing in the kitchen cooking or talking to your kids or anything in a swimming pool, anything like that.
Wolverine jumped out the closet.
Right, you hear me? Tell me, while you were in the midst of doing whatever you was doing, what is the scariest thought that crossed your mind?
Man, just something happening that I couldn't, you know, that I couldn't prevent. You know, just so like, you know, I got kids running around this mug. I'm downstairs doing something, or even in here, because I'm in the house, but I'm out in the
room. Right.
Is going on in the house.
Yeah.
I really can't hear that shit. So that's
okay.
If I'm in here editing or I'm doing an interview with you right now and so go down in there,
yeah,
it would take me a while to know it. And that really fucking scares me.
Yeah.
So just the fear of the unknown over there in the house.
I'm with that, bro. Like, I think that too. Like, because I hate driving so much now, and because I've had to drive so much in my life, like in and out of town, because I was a coach for so long. And, you know, like we would be going to Virginia Beach, 12, 14 hour drives, bro. Like, and I always say to my kids that the shit that's going to kill me, my death is going to be on the road, because I hate it. And it's like everybody that be around me just be driving 90 and 100 and like, I mean, like they be speeding everywhere you go in this city. In this city now, it's like the city is ran by youngsters.
Oh, yeah.
You know, 21 through 31, and they out here on some other shit with their man bags on and their little jeans and shit. And I'm talking about, bro, like they be out here racing each other, you know, just all kinds of shit. And that's what I be thinking in my mind. Like, I'm going to be fucking switching lanes or fucking just trying to get my ass home from work and some nigga gonna be on his phone listening to this crappy ass mumble music with his head down.
And pull a Joe Biden, play some Despacito.
Man, I'm talking about fuck me up. And I be so, them be the scariest thoughts in my mind, bro. So that's absolutely it. All right. So, bonus question. Bonus question. God damn it. This one is gonna be one that I really want you to. Hey, you hear me? Tell me this. If there ever was a time where women, okay, became infected with some kind of issue, all right, that causes men to grow the same size booty and breasts as their current wife or girlfriend.
Oh.
If they ate their coochie. Oh. Okay. So if a man eats a woman's coochie in this time, in this era.
Yeah, you just take on her body parts.
And her body parts, her titties, yeah. Her booty. But here's the catch.
Okay.
It won't happen if you've been in a marriage or relationship at least 15 years or more, and the woman that you've been with has never, ever physically, sexually, not physically, but sexually gotten intimate, you know, that type of shit with another man. Then you only have an 8% chance of catching it. You can go down on it. You can do whatever you want. It's all good. Now, you and your lady been together 20 years.
Oh, no. 12.
No, 12. But check it out.
This scenario. Okay.
You and your lady been together 20 years.
All right, so I'm in that buffer zone, yeah. All right.
You in that zone where you only 8% chance. Mm-hmm. And you know, like you know, shit, you ain't going to catch it, because the question is, do you trust that your lady ain't never, ever sexually contacted any other male over this 20-year period?
Yeah, okay.
You heard me? And it's been 15, so you going down on it. What you going to do? Do you trust it?
I'm going.
You taking the chance of shit.
Oh, though. Yeah, I'll chance it. I like those odds. I'll take the gamble.
That's what's up. But what would you do if you woke up and you had the tits and shit and the hips and the ass?
And I'm starting the OnlyFans. OnlyFans, man.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's a niche right there. I mean, I got something for everybody.
Bro, I cannot knock your grind. I just cannot knock your hustle at all. If they doing it and I got to deal with that shit, fucking, yeah. Yeah.
But man, this would be some awkward-ass podcast after that point, because I'd be in this bitch podcasting with halter tops on and shit. Like,
But the fucked up thing is you got hips, you got ass, you got titties and a dick. That's crazy. You ain't got no coochie.
I look like an anime. I look like an anime character and shit. Goddamn tentacle porn and shit.
Real Yokio and shit. Hey, that's what's up, man. Hey, you crazy as a motherfucker, bro. Hey, that's what's up. So you heard it here first, man. Hey, B Rob trusting this lady. He knows she ain't touching nobody else. He going with it, man. He gonna go on, drop it like it's hot. That's what's up, man. Hey, man, it's 20 questions with B Rob, man, from the host, the creator, the owner, and all of that of Random Ramblings with Rob, man, podcast show, website, all of that. You hear me?
All them things.
Hey, man, we doing 20 questions, and we on question number 8 right now. We finna go on here and run through the rest and knock this on down, man. Hey, Rob, I'm loving it, man. You silly as hell, bro, real talk. All right, so if you had the opportunity, all right, question number 8, if you had the opportunity, it was all in your hands, your decisions and everything. What secret conspiracy theory would you start?
Would I start?
Yeah. Like this show opportunity to make the world believe something.
That if you've been with your woman over 15 years, you have an 8% chance of being a Gucci.
I'm not catching this damn infection. Boy, you silly as hell. Hey. That'll be a conspiracy theory like a mug, because it'll be so many men walking around with this.
That's a good. That's another good one. No, I really don't have an answer for that one, but let me ponder real quick.
Yeah.
If I could start a rumor that could catch on worldwide,
a whole conspiracy theory,
my own conspiracy theory, or could I bring maybe light or interest to a existing one?
You can do what you want. It's your theory. So you could literally debunk the theory that you're talking about and bring it back out as something as your own with more evidence and more receipts and all of that. You hear me?
Word.
So
I don't believe in ghosts and aliens and everything. So I would probably make up something more extravagant about Area 51.
Oh, wow. Yeah, man. Because there's a lot of people that really do. Like, I don't know if I believe in aliens and ghosts, but I do believe that it's something popping off that we just don't understand. Yeah, or don't see.
Like, we just haven't really fully discovered yet, or just not fully privy to, you know, the average civilian.
Right. Since it's Scaretober, I can literally jump into that and say to you and straight say, like, if it's a person out here saying that they seeing the devil or they talking to demons and shit like that, I 100% believe them. I really do. Like, I'm not finna sit back and be, oh, that nigga on dope. Nope. I really do believe
I might.
I believe at some point he done sold his soul to the devil at some point, somehow, some way, doing whatever it is that he loved to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe he's seeing it. I mean, I really do. I believe he's seeing them. They talking to him. They letting them know because his time coming. Like they always say, man, when the devil come for his soul, don't nothing stop it. So
yeah,
you can say what you want and say this, that, and the other ain't happening, and it is happening, and people going to call you crazy and all that. But, hey, shit, that's his truth. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. What can you do? You know what I'm saying?
You may not believe in the devil, but he believe in you.
Yeah. Hey, that's what's up, man. Speaking of the devil, what extras do you put in your ramen noodles?
Oh man, I had a phase for that shit. I mean, right now as a current, if I have the inkling to even want to eat some ramen noodles, yeah, I just put the regular flavor pack in it. But before, when yeah, I was single and I was experimenting with shit, man, I put some chives in that bitch, some green onion.
Yeah, yeah.
Goddamn, I fry egg up and throw in that bitch.
You hear me?
Cheese, whatever.
That's ketchup, that college life right
honey
there.
Honey mustard.
Heck yeah. Hey, that's that college life, real talk. My wife do that right now, bro. Talking about she gonna make us some noodle bowls and shit like them motherfuckers. I'll have onions in there and spinach and motherfucking mushrooms and some Parmesan cheese. Like she straight, I be eating that mother thinking I'm somebody little sushi restaurant somewhere. Hey, that'd be fire.
And that was the thing just coming up as a child or whatever. I mean, it's just like, sometimes it wasn't groceries in there, and you just kind of piecemeal whatever was in the refrigerator. I was like, all right, let's see.
Yeah.
I got some bread.
Yeah.
I got some peanut butter. I got some margarine.
Yeah.
Well, I like margarine on toast, and I like peanut butter on bread.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck it. Let's try it.
Let's try it. You know what I'm saying? Hey, why not, man? Shit, as long as you ain't hungry, that's all that matters. Okay, so tell me this then. Other than your wife's, what's the sexiest female name you've ever heard? I mean, just a name that when every time you hear it, you be like, ooh, shit, where's she at? Let me see what she look like. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, man, really, I haven't really even thought of nothing like that. You know, it is nothing that really called out to me or whatever. Because I mean, my past has long been away from me and whatnot. And those names in that ledger have been kind of faded out and whatnot. I can't really recall whatever. Because, you know, see, 12 years over here with this lady has been.
That's what make the question so great. Because now all you can do is think about people you work with, somebody you didn't talk to at Walmart twice. You know, just you got to remember their names. And you got to be like, Celeste, I don't know.
And it's kind of a bad question for me too, because like I'm historically bad with names. So it's just like, fuck.
Right. A rock and a hard place, bro. That's what it is right now. Strike Cash 22.
I don't know, but if I could name a lady, and I've never named any of my kids, but if I could name a female, if Dave's like, hey Rob, you get to name this one girl, what are you gonna name her? I would probably go with maybe Valerie.
You like Valerie?
I like that.
Okay.
And then I couldn't think of nothing else that wouldn't, you know, to come to my, I was thinking Alexa, but I was just like, nah. But when the V hit my head and the re, Valerie, yeah, that's good. Yeah. I like that.
That's what's up, man. I had a kid that ran track for me named Valerie. That's what's up. We used to call her Val. So that's awesome, bro. Yeah. So you thought of something. That's what's up. See, the question didn't stump you like you thought it was. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's what's up. Okay. So, all right. Well, tell me this then. Let me put you in this scenario because this shit important.
This shit right here?
Yeah. This shit right here important, bro. You got it. You got a peep game. Now, so if one day, all right, you was out and about, and the whole day God was watching you. I'm talking about like straight looking out the sky and just, mm-hmm. just straight watching you that day. Mm-hmm. And he's saying you get into a fight on the Chick-fil-A parking lot. All right. Yeah. And you on this parking lot on you on Chick-fil-A parking lot getting your ass whooped. You hear me? And God whisper down to your ear, because you're trying to tap out right now. You hear me? Like you straight trying to go.
I'm balled
like,
up. I'm trying to
like,
stop.
You're like, stomach. Hey man, come on, man. I know your mama, man. I know your mama. So you straight trying to tap out. And then God looked down and he whispered in your ear, nah, my dude, let me help you. What animal are you choosing God to send down to help you win this fight on this damn Chick-fil-A line?
Man, I'm probably going to go with some mythical shit. Let me send down a unicorn or something, because I know that got them hooves on Aggie. Hit them in the front and hit them the horn and shit. Hell yeah. Oh, Pegasus. Man. A Pegasus,
yeah,
whatever. I can jump on his back and fly
away.
Scoop up the Chick-fil-A that they drop.
Oh my god, bro, for real. So you'll have them send you a Pegasus down.
Hell yeah.
Oh
my god. Fly away and shit.
They'd be like, all of them be standing out there. This nigga done hopped on the horse and flew off.
See, and how ridiculous would that sound? Is it like nobody would believe them? They'd just be like some crackheads in the Chick-fil-A parking lot beating each other ass.
Oh my god!
Flying away my eight count nuggets and shit.
He stole
my Polynesian sauce.
He stole my sauce, dog, and roll flew off on me. Just snatched my nuggets right out of my hand, bro. Flew off. Oh man, that is horrible, bro. Okay, so you gonna get your guy, send your Pegasus down, and you gonna fly away from the fight? That's what's up. I got you. Okay. All right, man. Let me
real talk with them. Right down the street is a Chick-fil-A next to Popeyes. I could have just daggone asked them to send some Popeyes workers over there and whip that.
Oh my god. Okay. So tell me this then. Right now, when you out and about, especially like when you're doing your shows, like, because I know you do some of your shows live and you be out and about and stuff. Tell me this, man. What is something that everybody that you see is doing that just looks stupid? Just in your head, you're just like, that is the stupidest shit. Why is everybody doing this?
Walking around without a mask currently.
Yeah, okay. Hey, I'm with that, man. I'm absolutely
with that. That shit had me on edge sometimes. It's just like,
it does.
Because, you know, I'm not really a confrontational person.
Yeah.
But it's just like, I go to Walmart and everybody has a mask. And there's just like this one lone motherfucker that ain't got no face covering on. And I'm just like, should I say something?
Like, how did you even get in here?
Yeah, it's like there's a big ass fucking banner on the front of the building, it says, wear a mask. Got a lady with a mask and she faceless. It got a little comb over DuPont thing or whatever and say, wear a mask. It's mandated.
Yeah.
And he just stroll right on there with his camouflage shorts, his tank top, his LSU hat, which I was kind of mad at because I'm from Louisiana and I'm a fan.
Yeah.
And he had his Crocs on and shit. And I was like, do I really want to start this confrontation?
Oh wow, that's crazy, bro. That is crazy, man. Yeah, I think that triggers me a little bit too, man, because we all trying to do the right thing here. So I'm with that 100, man.
It is not
I didn't know you was from Louisiana, bro. You should check out the interview I did with Delvin Bro Senior. He from Louisiana.
I was listening to it on the way in.
Yeah, man. Hey,
NFL guy.
Yeah, he's I'm actually working on editing the rest of his video as we speak. You know, once I'm done with you, I'll be trying to finish his up and getting it on. But that's what's up, man. Yeah, man. Hey, old Benoit men. Y'all them Benoit boys. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up, man. I like that, man. Hey, that's what's up. Okay, so wow, that's crazy, man. I'm still tripping off this Pegasus, man. Dipping down and snatching you up on Chick-fil-A line.
Yeah. I'll just be like, I put my hand down and I grab a side and jump on the back and just gallop off in the air and shit.
Oh, man. Okay, so like you said to me earlier, man, we're near around the same age. You know, I got them, and I'm sure every man that are men, I mean, me personally, like, I'm an alpha male. I will absolutely admit to that, no matter 100%. So I absolutely have these, and I'm sure you do too. Tell me two unwritten rules that you follow for yourself in your life.
Word. at least two of them. Don't be about that bullshit.
Yeah.
Pretty much, I mean.
I like that.
Don't try to get over on nobody or whatever, especially when you know you can do it. I mean, that's the hard part.
Yeah.
You know, don't do no fuck shit like that.
Yeah.
And man, just try to do right, man. Don't do no fraud shit. You know, yeah. I had a conversation today to where like, it's, I mean, it's real minuscule or whatever, but it just kind of put me in the mind frame of it. Somebody asked me why, because I'm a professional wrestling fan, love wrestling.
Yeah.
And they asked me why I wasn't watching a tournament that's going on right now. And I was just like, well, honestly, it's not in my cable package.
Okay.
Channel.
Yeah.
And there's too many fucking subscription services and I don't want to pay for it.
Right. Okay.
So I don't want to be a pirate, you know? So, you know, it's just shit like that. You know, it's just like, yeah. You know, just don't do no fuck shit. Just don't do no fraud shit.
Yeah.
And then, you know, to follow up that story, the same guy that asked the question, he DM'd me and he gave me like a password and everything so I could watch the tournament.
Watch the tournament, yeah. Hey, it'd be love out here, I'm telling you, bro. They just want to see if you're genuine with it. That's all.
Yeah, but yeah, just always try to be honest and upfront with everybody. And you know, be careful with the words that you choose because you know. The way you think isn't how everybody else thinks.
Yeah.
And you know, the way you choose to give people information can, may not turn out the way that you think it may turn out. You might try to tell somebody something that is for their benefit or, you know, even to your annoyance. You're just like, hey man, I don't like when you do that shit.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah.
Just stuff like that. Just how you
the big facts
yourself and how you convey information to other people.
Hey, that's what's up, man. Them big facts right there, though. Hey, you heard it here first, bro. That's what it is, man. Don't be on that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And stay genuine. You know what I'm saying? Be authentic, man. That's all it takes. So that's love right there, man. I can only appreciate that part. So, all right. So let's go ahead and throw you in another scenario, man, before we get to the Bobby Dallas famed final question.
Okay. I'm white knuckling this chair right now.
All right, so let me put you in this scenario right quick. All right, so you in a real nice neighborhood, man. Real nice, quiet, cul-de-sac, beautiful trees, people all good, kids be outside playing.
I am right now.
You're right. You know what I'm saying? Everything is all great, man. You know what I'm saying? And then you notice one day your neighbor around the side of the house over here, man, he be tripping. And he been tripping like this whole year. You know what I'm saying? So everybody getting tired of it, all the loud talk, all the craziness, being out just doing dumb ass shit with lights on super late at night, you know. So you and your wife, y'all decide, you know what, man, we're going to go and call the police. We're going to just let them, make them aware of what's going on because dude, they never act like this before and he just straight tripping.
Yeah.
So y'all call the police and when y'all call the police, they end up sending out some people to watch his house and watch him and check him out for about a week or so. Okay. And they realize he really is crazy. The nigga nuts. He's just out there tripping on some real dumb shit.
Yeah.
So when they send the word back and say, yeah, we need to go ahead and get this guy. We need to go and get him put in the asylum. They send the people over one day in the afternoon and the people don't know tit for tat and you outside washing your car and they snatch you up and stuff.
Oh,
you
know,
on accident.
So twist, you goddamn M. Night Shyamalan in my ass and shit.
So they snatch you up on accident. You have wrongfully been put into an insane asylum. How are you going to convince these people that you are actually sane?
Well, I've seen enough of these movies that you don't freak the fuck out and be like, wait, it's not me. Wait, it's not. That further freak, because a crazy person don't know they're crazy.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, for you to sit there and deny it, it's kind of furthering their truth and whatnot. So I'll be calm as fuck.
That's fine. Like,
okay, let's go.
Yeah.
I'll put my hand, I go compliantly.
Yeah.
And then when I get there, I mean, it's more of the same. That's been always the key factor in every one of these situations that I've seen in all these movies to where they always lose their shit. They're always freaking out. They're always doing all these crazy accusations and all this other bullshit, and they wind up staying longer than they have to. I'm calm, cool, collected.
Right.
Yeah, my name is this. This is my address. Here's my information. You can look me up.
Right.
Oh, this is a misunderstanding.
Yeah.
I mean, just how calmly as I'm speaking to you in the scenario is how I would speak. Because if I'm like, hey, this is some bullshit, you know, like I'm fucking on the ground and shit, then they cuff me up, and then I'm going to be pissed about that, and then I'm reacting to that, which is further the case that I'm the crazy motherfucker that's walking around the house doing fraud shit.
Yeah, you're going to be 2 days in trying to let that shit wear off before you can talk again.
Yeah.
And by that time, you'd have been evaluated and all kinds of shit.
Yeah, this motherfucker's crazy.
You hear me?
Because you know they get kicked back for taking in crazy motherfuckers or whatever. Yeah, I ain't trying to give them any more money for that.
Hey, that's what's up, man. So that scenario is played, man. That's crazy. So I guess that means, man, if you ever see that white van sitting outside for about 2 or 3 days, just comply. Just take your time.
Yeah. First of all, I mean, you know, if I don't catch it right away, which I'm pretty sure I am.
Right.
I know my old lady gonna be like, hey, man, they got this van outside.
Right.
I don't like this shit. You know, I said my dumb ass be out there with a freaking 2 bottles of water and some sandwiches. Like, hey, y'all good? Y'all
you're right. Y'all need some.
I need anything.
I mean, we know y'all out here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I just want you to know that I'm the one that called you. So, right. I mean, you know, I don't want to get hemmed up for no apparent reason.
Oh, man. That's what's up, bro. That's what's up. Hey, man, this has been a great interview, bro. I'm digging, man. I'm digging this shit, man. I figured, man, when I looked at three of your episodes, yeah. I was into the fourth one with the young lady. I can't remember the title on it, but I think it was Bay, something Bay.
Story Mode Bay.
Story Mode Bay, yeah. She a pretty little light-skinned, little brown-skinned little lady, yeah. So I started watching. I got halfway through that one before I interviewed today. So I was almost four in, you know what I'm saying? And I realized, man, you're a funny dude, man. And I knew this was going to be a good interview. You hear me?
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. So, all right, here we go, man.
I'm ready for this.
Number one question, man. The Bobby Dollars final question, fame question. It's what I ask every one of my guests that I have on the show. Like I said, no matter how emotional, no matter what it triggers or how it make you feel, take your time, do what you need to do. Just answer the question for me and my listeners. And what we want you to do for us right now, Rob, B-Rob, host of Random Ramblings with Rob.
I see you.
Hey, tell me and my listeners, man, a short story about a person, a book, a quote, a moment of clarity, an experience in your life, a teacher, coach, parent, whoever, that made you who you are, the man, B-Rob, today.
Ooh. Shit. Damn. I see why you saved that for last.
Yeah, that's the one.
Shit. Got me scratching my neck.
Hey, dig deep, bro. Let us know, man, because you're a good dude, man. We want to know what's popping.
Well, I mean, man, I can take it more recent or whatever. And I kind of alluded to it earlier.
Yeah.
You know, when my wife was kind of coming to the realization that, you know, I was taking this stuff kind of seriously.
Yeah.
That kind of what did it for me.
Okay. Know?
It's just at the time when I was going through the school and everything, it was teaching me how to get over my fear of public speaking,
yeah.
You know, teaching me how to talk to people in a public forum, you know, teach curriculum and anything like that. I had a lot of doubts. And the thing that I think that was a hindrance in my relationship with my wife was like, I was hard all the fucking time, you know?
Yeah.
You know, hardcore military member and shit. You know, yeah. I go to work and yell at people and get paid for it. And, you know, I always got to tell motherfuckers what to do, yell at bitches when they daggone get in trouble, and you know, all kind of stuff like that.
Right.
But it was kind of hard for me to talk about how I really felt about shit to my spouse. And that was like a real rough patch between us and our relationship. So from going through the classes, opening up and trying to speak openly about things and speaking to other people through this podcast, you know, it kind of opened me up more in my relationship with her. And she saw that shit. And, you know, that's when she told me she, you know, really enjoyed, you know, watching the process of me grow through doing this podcast.
Right.
I mean, every year I have her on the show and we do, a special birthday edition for me for my birthday as a gift to me. She comes on my show and she answers questions.
I like that.
The listeners and everything.
Okay.
And that was one of the questions. Do you think since Rob started doing the podcast that it has changed him for the better in his personal life? And she said, yes. And even in that moment, years after she told me that she was proud of me for this shit, you know, that still kind of hit me in the shit or whatever. Yeah. I was just like, oh, my armor is melting off. God damn it, I ain't, you know, because, you know, if I can walk out this door and go in there and something ain't clean, I can, hey, motherfucker, why I ain't clean this shit up?
Right.
For the, you know, her to be like, I'm proud of you. I'm like, oh, bitch.
It feel good to be recognized, bro.
Yeah.
It do.
You know, and that was, you know, that's some real shit. I just, you know, I don't know what else to say about that, but they, you know, that was it for me.
That's what's up.
My parents always been supportive. They always told me that I could do it. It was just more of a thing of me realizing that I'm good enough and I can do it.
Yeah.
You know, eventually I got to that point in life because I had so much positive reinforcement from my parents and everything like that.
That's what's up. You know,
growing up, being by myself, being single, growing up in this relationship with my wife, to hear that from her.
Yeah. Many years
later, after I feel like, you know, I'm a man, I got it together and all this other shit. Ah, my bravado and all this other crap.
Right.
You know, for her to break me down like that, verbally telling me she's proud of me and everything like that. I was just like,
yeah, man. Hey, you'll be surprised, bro. Sometimes that's all it takes, and it take it from your immediate circle, not necessarily your mom or your dad, somebody that's been telling you that shit your whole life, but like somebody that's riding through the turmoil with you right at that moment.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm with that, man. Like, I'm trying to get my wife there, bro. When I hear it, then I know that she didn't actually must have watched a couple of episodes and people must have said something to her like, girl, I love your husband's show. You know, some shit like that. When that part happens, then that's when I'll be where you at.
You know what? I'm going to go back to one of your other questions when you asked what one of my biggest fears was or whatever.
Yeah.
One of my fears is her listening to the show, actually.
Really? Damn, really?
Wild shit.
Wow.
And, you know, that's kind of the freeing part of it because I know I can come in here and say whatever the fuck I want. Right, I know she's not gonna listen to it.
Hey, that's what's up, man. That's what's up. I mean,
you know, I mean, I know it's all love or whatever. She watching the process around the podcast and everything. You know, she promoted, she buy some of my gear in support of me when she knows she don't have to do that stuff.
Yeah, you know,
and she do it in her own way. But you know, for she don't listen to anybody else's podcast. For her to listen to my podcast, that wouldn't make so much sense.
I mean, you.
If you get what I'm saying.
I see what you're saying.
I don't feel bad that, you know, she doesn't listen to my podcast because she doesn't listen to any podcast, you know.
Right. So. My wife like that too. She don't do none of that shit. But I'm sure at some point somebody will say, you know, girl, you don't be listening to podcasts. Like, you know how it is, bro. When you marry, you can be the husband and you can tell your wife 100 things and she won't hear it not once. But that one time somebody at work tell her the exact same shit that you've been telling her all week.
Oh man,
they're gonna come home and tell you,
dude. It's a constant struggle. I mean, I don't. It's like some real human shit, dog.
Yeah,
I mean, is it because
real talk?
I've told her many of things. I was just like, hey, you need to watch out for this, 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 and this, and this.
Yeah,
and then no, you know, even scratch that. The best thing, the funniest shit ever, is when you present them with an idea.
Yeah.
Or a way of thought.
Yeah.
And then later on, they'll come back with that same thing that you told them, like it was their idea.
Oh my God, bro. Like, I don't know if it make me mad or proud, bro. But either way, I have a frown on my face. I'm not lying, man. Like, for real. You hear me?
I just got you too. I just was like, at least you got it.
You got it. You finally figured it out. You hear me? Hey, that's what's up, man. Hey, Rob, man, tell my listeners how to catch up with you, man. Talk to them real quick.
Word. My name has been said many times through this podcast, but once again, I am your boy B Rob, and I am the host of the Random Ramblings with Rob podcast.
Yes, sir.
You can find me on various social media platforms that include Twitter at 3R Show, Instagram at the 3R Show, twitch.tv/3R Show, YouTube 3R Show. And if I forgot anything or you have a hard time remembering where you can find me on social media, you can go to randomrob.com and everything is there for you, nice, neat, laid out, and you can even see my guest list.
That's what's up right there. Hey man, hey, I really appreciate you showing up and showing out tonight, man. This has been an awesome interview. I mean, like, hey, I learned a lot tonight, man, and like I said, I had a good time, bro. I really did. So I really appreciate you, bro. I really do.
And I appreciate you giving me your time, man. It's just, you know, podcast to podcast. I know how it is, you know, being a guest and being a host and whatnot. You know, you got to scramble, try to find people sometimes, or
yeah.
You know, sometimes you don't know what to talk about, or
you hear me.
Or and if you're clicking with somebody, I mean, I know your woes, I know your struggles, and I'm here. For anybody listening, I'm here for you. If you need a podcast guest, some podcast advice, that's what I'm here for. That's what I do.
Hey, that's love out there, man. Y'all pay attention. Hey, real talk, because it don't come that clean. You hear me? Hey, that's what's up, man. Hey, I can only appreciate you, bro. Hey, man. It's been the Bobby Dollar Show. It's been the big homie, Bobby. It's been Rob. You know what I'm saying? He rambling on some random shit.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Hey, I appreciate your time, man. It's been the Bobby Dollar Show.
Go and try your luck. Test me in again. We let it rain. Please don't start us up. Got that black and white. They ain't a game. Mr. Officer, please don't search us. We don't got a thing.